Track 10, A Wonder of West Norfolk. You don't have to travel far for a fabulous holiday. Rowan Mantell enjoys an exquisite retreat in West Norfolk, complete with a canine supermodel.
A basket of eggs sat on the doorstep, multicoloured and as fresh and beautiful as the morning itself. It was the kind of cute touch which made staying at the old hall an absolute delight. Pausing only to carefully stash the eggs in the kitchen, a wonder of ultra-modern appliances set in reclaimed wood and stone, of which more later, we walked around the glorious stable cottage where we had spent an extravagantly luxurious night, past the actual stables, home of actual horses and donkeys, around their paddocks and along a winding woodland path. We could have sat down to play chess at the board set among the trees, or watched for birds flickering in and out of bird boxes, before continuing to the orchard to greet the family of pygmy goats and flock of multicoloured chickens, a little late to collect their eggs. Our morning wander took us back through the beautiful garden surrounding Old Hall in Tilney All Saints, west of King's Lynn. Guests can stay in a wing of the hall itself, or two equally exquisitely restored and equipped adjoining cottages. Owners Gil Murray and Philip Elliott live in the other wing of thatched Old Hall, built in 1553 for Baron Tilney, after whom several local villages are named. The hall glows across a landscape of low-lying fields and lanes beneath that huge West Norfolk sky, its bricks mellowed to pink, windows glinting with history. Gil and Phil's hunt for their perfect rural home featured in the BBC's Escape to the Country. A second programme revisited them after they had found Old Hall. We wanted to move to the country and run our own business, offering self-catering accommodation, said Gil, who grew up in Brazil and moved first to New York and then to London for jobs in international banking. Philip still works as an educational improvement consultant after a career in teaching, but has been able to buy a horse and get back to eventing, the equestrian sport combining dressage, cross-country and show jumping. Guests can even bring their own horses. Many bring dogs, who are provided with dog beds, blankets, treats and toys. People come because they love seeing the country life. Guests can help to collect the eggs. All the kids can get involved with the animals, said Gil. These include dogs, Humphrey and Hattie, horses, Finn and Dave, donkeys, Daphne and Dorothy, plus the goats and the hens. I wanted to leave the busy city life and have a different kind of life. I'd always lived in big cities, São Paulo, New York, London, and now it's Tilney, said Gil. I love what I'm doing now. Our days are very long. We get up at 5:30 in the morning and don't finish until late, so it's not quiet. But I like being part of the community. We work very closely with a lot of local businesses. It's self-catering, but we do it differently. We have chefs. We have well-being therapists, and it's very different from normal self-catering. Old Hall is set in 6 acres of land, and guests can enjoy its grounds and garden, as well as the remarkable attention to detail evident in every fixture and furnishing of the accommodation. Stable Cottage has been created using recycled wood and stone, much of it from the Netherlands. It's the first time I've seen a hallway with a cobbled floor. And it's wonderful. It opens into a huge beamed double-height living area, light flooding through a vast window. Look up and the mezzanine bedroom floats into view in front of a freestanding copper bath up in the eaves. The little touches which spell out dreamy luxury include a laden cake stand on the kitchen counter, a freestanding wood burner and a basket of wood, a mix of antique chests and gloriously comfortable modern sofas. A huge wooden table, tapestries on the walls, a double rainfall-drenched shower downstairs and a basin fashioned from reclaimed wood and stone, the almost obligatory wifed fluffy bathrobes, ornate mirrors, lights and lamps and simple stylish kitchenware. What our guests always say is that this is not just a self-catering accommodation. It's much more than that. It's an experience, said Gil. We wanted something unique and sustainable and rustic, so we've used a lot of handmade and reclaimed materials. Animal feeders for the sink, reclaimed wood for the counters, and the flooring is all handmade. As they created and perfected Old Hall country breaks, Gill and Phil unleashed such a flair for interior design and discovered exactly the right suppliers, so they recently launched their newest business, Old Hall Interiors. And while the accommodation is self-catering, there is also an in-house Thai chef on hand to cook for guests, and a pastry chef and chocolatier on call. Afternoon tea can be served in the historic hall. There are picnic hampers and beach bags for excursions, and visitors who come without their own horse can borrow bicycles to explore. The private garden in front of the stable cottage was set up with a hammock and rugs and candles for our arrival, and the romance of the place is palpable. It's been awarded 5 stars, with an additional gold award by Visit England and the East of England Tourism Award for Customer Excellence. And no wonder. It's like staying in an especially luxurious and exclusive hotel owned by delightful friends who are happy to share their chef and gardens, design genius and local tips, but also allow guests the privacy of their own fabulous space. oldhallcountrybreaks.co.uk. Model dog. Among the animals of Old Hall is wire fox terrier Humphrey. Handsome Humphrey is not just a much-loved pet, but also an international model, with starring roles in television and magazine advertisements. The 8-year-old was just a puppy when he broke into the modelling world. Philip and Gill were still living in London when they entered their new puppy, their first dog, in a local dog show dressed as Sherlock Bones. "He won," said Gill, and everybody was absolutely mad for Humphrey. Neither Philip nor Gill had any experience of modelling, but soon Humphrey had his own agent, and offers of work came pouring in. His first gig was a television commercial for fashion designer Tom Ford, and he went on to model for companies including Bowdoin, John Lewis, Waitrose, Ocado and Cath Kidston. He has done catalogue shoots for Japanese and Belgian fashion designers and television adverts which have been shown around the world. Gill and Philip believe Humphrey's temperament, as much as his handsome looks, make him such a sought-after model. "He likes people," said Gill. "It means he happily follows instructions, particularly if they're accompanied by the promise of cheese." The escape to the country meant a change of pace for hipster Humphrey. When not strutting his stuff in front of the cameras, Humphrey is part of a family of horses, donkeys, pygmy goats, a flock of particularly stunning hens who also model as a side hustle, and another wire fox terrier, Hattie. Phil said, "We haven't taken Hattie on the shoot because she's not as easily persuadable as Humphrey. She's more independent. She's got more of an artistic temperament. Humphrey's career has had to slow down a bit because we're here. When we get a job in London, Gill and I have to shuffle things around so that one of us can take him." Gill added, "Sometimes it can be quite glam. A black cab will be waiting for Humphrey, or there'll be a vet just for Humphrey, or a box of food just for Humphrey. Some people even started coming here because of Humphrey. We've got one lady who comes and stays 4 times a year, and her main motivation is to see Humphrey. He goes in and watches television with her in the evening, and she rings sometimes just to have a chat and check that Humphrey's okay."